out of recording this thing two or three times. I'm 62 years old. I don't have 15 years to try to figure all this stuff out.
My name is Nora Azim. I'm from Malaysia. Pick me, Mel.
Hey, Mel Robbins. This is Yvette. I am tormented with self-doubt and fear, and I just have to stop this nonsense. What the fuck's wrong with me, Mel? I'm ready to go to Boston. My bags are packed. Please, please, please help me and pick me.
So we weeded through all of these videos and narrowed it down to eight people. Eight people that we thought you could relate to. Now, these folks represent a range of problems, from simple to serious, hilarious to heartbreaking. And you're about to meet these people, hear their problems, and listen live as they get the coaching session of their life.
My name is Kim.
My name's Kyle.
My name is Evelyn.
My name is Jesse.
My name is Marcus Ogden.
I'm Ashlyn Nikasu.
My name is Stephen Hill.
My name is Tara Morris.
And before we get started, I need to remind you, all eight people you're about to meet are adults. This has adult language and adult content, and when there are very serious issues, I will be sure to give you a trigger warning. I believe that we're all just one decision away from a totally different life. And that new life, it could actually start right now. You know what you need to do to improve your life, and you might even know why you need to do it. Now, I'm going to show you how. Welcome to Kick Ass with Mel Robbins. In this coaching session, you're going to meet a woman named Kim. Kim was very clear why she wanted my help. She's struggling with the fear of failure, and she is so tired of her own negative self-talk.
My name is Kim. I'm 43 years old. I live just north of Los Angeles. I need some help in getting over my fear so that I can do things for myself. Fear of failure, fear of rejection. Fear of being laughed at, just fighting myself and fighting my own mind and trying to get past that and the negative self-talk and the self-doubt. And it's definitely all comes from inside of me.
Don't let her serious tone of voice fool you. Kim is one of the most hilarious people you will ever meet.
It's about to get real.
Okay, good.
Raw, naked, exposed. This is going to get ugly.
Good.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
I can't be the only person that does this because I think in my head, I am fucking crazy.
You're listening to live coaching sessions with real people.
Hi, Mel. I'm Aisha Hamid from Pakistan.
Love you, Mel.
Hi, Mel. I want to be coached by you.
Pick me, Mel.
Hi, Mel. My name's Liz. I'm from Brazil.
54321. Come on, Mel Robbins. Please pick me.
Facing real problems.
Anxiety of what other people think.
Self-acceptance is my biggest thing.
Procrastination is causing me to just build a wall. The fear of losing weight.
That shit's deep as fuck.
And experiencing real change.
That's powerful.
That was the Real Talk Express.
Oh, shit. Now I really know what to do, and I feel empowered.
That is nuts, Mel. You blew my shit away.
This is Kick Ass with Mel Robbins.
Hey, Kim.
Oh, my God. I totally was not nervous, and now I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I don't know. What's going to happen?
Tell me a little bit about what brought you here. And I know it's fear, but can you talk a little bit more and explain a little bit more for me in detail about the fears that are holding you back and how they hold you back?
I don't even start something because I'm so afraid that I'll have to actually do something about it. You know, in my life, I have done what I'm supposed to do. I raise my daughter, I go to work, I pay my bills, but I don't have anything that I'm super proud of for me. So I don't have any sort of sense of pride. I have no hobbies that I like to dig into. I don't have anything for myself. Because I'm too afraid to start anything. There's a lot of stuff that I want to do. You know, I want to do things like working with wood and maybe creating furniture, maybe making something, but I don't know how to do it. So I don't even start because I'm so afraid that it's going to, the couple of things that I have created, I think that they're totally stupid and someone